A question. God created one creature more powerful, more majestic than all the other creatures. Which creature is that? Need a hint? Well, that creature is no longer to be regarded as wisest and most powerful in any good sense. Of course, that creature is Satan, above all heavenly armies, princes, principalities, and powers. He was created the covering cherub, heaven's most excellent and majestic archdeacon. That was his station and standing, that is, until the prideful sin of ambition welled up in him. Then he was deposed and became the infamous archdemon. Even after that, God's loyal archangel Michael wouldn't dare bring a railing accusation against him. The archangel had no such authority, but had to say to Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee," Jude verse 9. That's the point. Just who would you have to be in order to beat Satan? Obviously, you'd have to be God. Two sides in this war, no middle ground, no neutrality. You're either for the one or the other, a winner or a loser. Know the enemy. Satan was the spirit king of proud and self-indulgent Tyre, Ezekiel 28. The same fallen Lucifer is the demon king and mover of Babylon, Isaiah 14. Greater spiritual Babylon is right here and right now. Satan is its demon king. The prince of the power of the air, the god of this age, pervasive but personal and insidious. Satan, the first ambitious spirit, is the motivator of all who love preeminence and power. What did he want? Don't confuse ambition with the pursuit of excellence for God's glory. Actual ambition is nothing like that at all. It's a prideful and depraved pursuit related to envy and craving to be first. Satan wanted to exalt himself, to put his throne right up alongside God's throne, to be the determiner, the co-determiner of his eternal destiny. He wanted God's plan and purpose to be subject to his will and choice. Satan is the spirit that moves the natural man. As the Reformer says, the natural man doesn't want to let God be God. He wants to make himself God and have God subject to him. The only ones who resist and overcome Satan do so by the opposite spirit. They humble themselves before God and beg to be delivered from Satan, not for their sake, for they don't pretend to be worthy, but for the Lord's own name's sake. Of them it's already written that they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death, Revelation 12:11. Is that you? For the Chosen, this is Edward Crawford.